The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Well, the Super Netball season gets underway in March. Tickets actually go on sale tomorrow via Ticket Tech for all Melbourne Mavericks games at John Cain Arena, and you want to be at those. Our next guest will be. She'll be a big part of it all after joining the Mavs in the off-season. Jamie Lee Price, good morning and welcome. Great to have you on.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
How the prep? Now, I know you've got some Diamonds commitments coming up. We're going to get to that in a moment. But how are preparations coming along from a Mavs perspective at this stage?
Yeah, really good. I'm really, obviously really excited to be a part of the Mavs this year. Been in for a week and then we headed to Canberra yesterday. So we're currently in Diamonds camp. So it's all happening and the Mavs girls are coming into Diamonds camp actually to have some match play. So get to see the girls here as well.
Now, you were at the Giants. Just take us through the background of moving down to Melbourne.
Yeah, it is a bit different. Hey, I've been at the Giants. I was at the Giants for 9 years. Lots to change, but I'm excited to come to Melbourne. Obviously, my partner plays for Collingwood, so moved obviously to be with him, and for a new, I guess, adventure and a new opportunity here at the Mavs. So,
settled in okay.
Yeah, I've settled in good. The weather, the weather, just waiting for summer to come, but it finally arrived.
Oh, turn it up. It doesn't stop raining up in Sydney. You've got to be joking.
No, I'm just staring. I know how you guys feel about
it. Oh, yeah, we bite every time. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I got you. Got you good.
Got me good.
So someone of your caliber joining the Mavs, what were the expectations for the team this season? I mean, how far can they go?
Oh, I think we can go as far as we want, really. I think everyone probably will write us off for the year, which is probably. I like being an underdog, so that's great. I'm really excited. I think we've got some really good experienced players. We've obviously got Shimona, our tall Jamaican queen. So I'm excited to feed her and play with some new combinations.
Hey, John Cain Arena is a good vibe, isn't it? You would have played there a bit with the Aussies, I'm sure. What's your sense of anticipation about playing at JCA?
John Cain Arena is actually one of my favourite arenas, and I'm not just saying that because I'm at the Mavs now, but I really enjoy it, and I think Victorians really get around sport, especially at the Olympic Boulevard. So I'm excited to get there and get a good crowd, and it's a good vibe. So had some really good success there, so hoping for really good success with the Mavs.
And from an international perspective, it's Jamaica up next month, isn't it, in that series?
Yeah, we're playing Jamaica. So, I don't even know if I'm in the team yet. So, basically, we're trialing this week and we'll find out next week. And then, we're basically prepping for that and it's a trial. So, it'll be pretty hard going. Everyone will be going pretty hard at it the next week or so. Playing Jamaica in Adelaide, Perth, and Melbourne, which is really exciting. So, we'll be able to play at John Cain Arena. It's all happening.
I think you might be all right. I read that you played 393 minutes of a possible 434 across seven test matches.
You're being modest.
I think you're okay, but how tight for spots? Clearly it's pretty tight.
Oh, it's very tight, and I think you can never expect to make the team because you just never know what's going to happen. If someone's playing better than you at the time, then I guess you're out, you're shafted. So,
Now, Jamie Lee, from a club perspective, your first game, round one, Bendigo, actually comes against the Giants. I'm sure you would have circled this in red.
Yep. I'm ready for it. We've actually got a preseason game against the Giants, so right. I'm glad that we get to play them before round one. I'm excited to get to play against my old club. It's in Bendigo. We're hoping to get a really good crowd there as well. We've actually played in Bendigo with the Diamonds before. So, it's good vibes there as well. So I'm very excited.
Now, you mentioned your partner earlier. For those unfamiliar, that's obviously Harry Perryman at Collingwood. I mean, surely he'd be a good source of advice. He would have come up against the Giants for the first time, obviously, not too long ago. He'd have some advice for you about coming up against the old mob.
Yeah, and can I say it was a disaster? He played opening round last year.
He stunk
and
it up.
They got absolutely pumped. I did. I was like, oh, God.
How was he after that? Did he need a shoulder, did he?
Oh, he was flat. He was flat as. But, nah, I think I'm hoping we'll do better than what Collingwood did against the Giants in opening round last year. That's for sure.
I'm sure you'll be fine. Well, the tickets go on sale tomorrow. They're always well attended, the Mavericks game. So don't worry, you're in the right place. The absolute sporting capital here, even if we can't guarantee Mother Nature's going to suit you. But you'll adapt. And great to have you as part of the family, Jamie Lee. Really appreciate your time. All the best with it.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And Kane, can you just go easy on my boy, please, the media?
I'll have to now. I promise I will.
I'll keep a close eye on it. No.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Keep him honest. Keep him honest, yeah. Jamie Lee. All right, keep him honest. Jamie Lee Price, Geordie is there from...
I can't get away with anything.
Nah, you're in the crosshairs today, aren't you? Well, as soon as we said Harry Perriman, I could see you go, oh, no.
No.
Here we go. Anyway, this is going to be awkward.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.